Every living being wants to be happy. Everyone loves their life. They want to survive, they want to live. They want to be happy. The deer in the field wants to be happy. The lion in the forest wants to be happy. The coyote wants to be happy. And human beings want to be happy. All the living beings are seeking this happiness, the true happiness. And in the natural patterns of life, they find happiness in the love, in the connection they share with others. Not only human beings, but all beings. They love their children, their offspring. They love their mates. They love their pack. They love their clan. They love their pride. They love their village. They love their tribe. Love is the force that binds people, binds all beings together. The hearts of living beings seek connection, seek the place where they are truly happy, sharing, loving, giving, receiving. This happiness that comes to living beings takes many different forms according to the images in the mind of the being. But in all those forms, there is a common feature, and that is love. Connection. Human beings, more than any other creatures of this world, have the capacity to choose between that which will bring them into alignment and wholeness with the harmony of life and with love, and that which will pull them away in search of power, money, prestige. Those things which appear to create happiness, but in reality create suffering. When the human heart is followed deep in connection, that awakens the human spirit, because the heart and the spirit are deeply intertwined. Your spirit, that essence of you that goes from life to life, that has been in so many situations, in this life and others, that spirit is connected to your heart. The access to spirit is through heart. The mind can think, can know, can analyze, can understand, can seek the depths of knowledge of the self. But it is the heart that opens the doorway to true, direct experience of self, the deep self, the self of all beings. It is through love, through opening the heart, becoming as innocent as a child, that spirit may awaken. And your awareness meld into the deeper awareness, the subterranean flow of infinite love, which is the base of all existence. This ability to love is the great asset of human life. To open your heart, to surrender and let go of all your beliefs, all your ideas, of everything you have ever thought you are, to surrender it, let go of it, and cling to love, love unconditional. Living beings come in your life to embody that love. To bring it closer to you. In those you connect with in all different ways, through friendship, through family, children, parents, spouses, loved ones, all embody for you that precious love that moves you beyond your small self into the larger self. But that precious love is there always, not only when you are with your special people, but always, always available to you. When you move into your heart, you allow yourself to feel and to melt into love. You allow yourself to let go of ideas and beliefs. When you allow yourself to melt back into your natural state of being, into that true infinite love, which is your source, your strength, your home. When you allow yourself to melt back into that infinite source, then in the moment, in the existence, you know what the mind can only guess. You know in your direct experience what the sages and the saints of old have talked of. It lies within, in the cavern of your own heart, is the doorway to infinity, is the doorway to love which knows no bounds, which does not seek to acquire anything. This love cannot be earned. It cannot be bought. The Lord of Love is the one who dwells in the cavern of your heart. And the attention of that one is only gained when you are willing, like the innocent child, like the bride coming to her beloved, to let go, surrender, give way, all that you have thought, all that you have planned, and allow yourself to fall truly in love, completely, to meld into love, until there is no I and thou. There is only the beloved. Every cell of your body . The thoughts in your mind, the feelings, the whole world is but the form of that beloved, of that Lord of love, the indwelling one in your own heart cavern. Come to meet that mysterious one that dwells within. There is the shelter of your heart. There is the abode of your soul. Take time. Give way. Know true love. All right.